that no one could logically or rationally take the view that attending an event, even if it's held under the auspices of the Liberal Party, carries through to it becoming actually biased in work that is done at the Trade Union Royal Commission. Or as Dyson Hayden puts it, it could not rationally be concluded that a person who merely agrees to give a legal address, albeit at an event organised by the Liberal Party, believes in, supports or has any relevant association with the Liberal Party. And in similar vein, he says there's no logical connection between their argument and the actual issues for determination at the Royal Commission. So that is to say, even if he'd gone and given the address, no one's demonstrated how that might impinge on the sort of evidence that he hears and decisions that he makes as commissioner. He's treating them as quite different. And then there's a second argument around fundraiser. So there's a point about attending a Liberal Party event, broadly defined, or the Liberal Party fundraising event. And he takes that on too. On the fundraising argument, he says that a fair-minded or lay observer cannot apprehend bias because the observer might apprehend that the commissioner intended in agreeing to go to the Garfield Barwick address to raise funds or assist in raising funds to support the Liberal Party. So they're the two main arguments, that there's no crossover to the work of the commission, that it hasn't been demonstrated that if he had attended he would be biased, and that it was not a fundraiser in any sense.
That's political correspondent Greg Jennett.